This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
How are you doing, Kristen?
I'm doing great. Are you?
Good. This is Kristen Glazier from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. I wasn't here last week, so
I know.
If I seem a little out of touch, it's because, you know, it's like, who are you again?
You're in vacay mode still.
You're looking tanned and rested. Did you get some sun?
I had a great weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah. Great weekend.
Looking good. What's going on with Fairhope? How's the AIM clinic going?
Oh, wow. I'm so excited. Great 2 weeks. We started seeing patients half days. That kind of turned into full days. We added another half day during the week. And yeah, it's been really fun. We're getting some great feedback. The patients come in and we've asked them, exactly, how do you feel about this? How's the flow? What can we improve on? We're getting some great feedback.
Great. And so far, acceptance with your patients, everybody's, you know, figuring it all out.
Yeah, the first patient that we had, I was there when he came out and had a chance to speak with him, and he said, "This is great." He said, "We're in town anyways on this day to get some lunch, and this works out well. I get out, get some exercise. So far, so good."
Very good. Very good. So, do you have a formal date set for like a dedication, open house, ribbon cutting, anything like that?
I knew you were going to ask me that. When we come back from the break, I'm going to look on my calendar and tell you that.
All right. Yes. Yeah. I don't want to put you on the spot, but next segment.
But we do, yes.
Mm-hmm. We are rapidly running out of summer.
I know.
And back to school is here. And tomorrow starts high school football, so so much going on.
I know.
When the seasons change, does that change kind of what happens at Fairhope, or is it pretty much the same year round?
No, it changes really each season, because if you think about it, especially with grief, so you think about the kids going back to school right now, this is their busy, busy time. Kids have been off for the whole summer. A lot of things happen, a lot of things brew, a lot of things come to the forefront. So we get a lot of referrals for kids at the schools just to come in and really help them talk through some grief and teach them how to kind of handle that and support them through that. We see that a lot. And, you know, even like at Christmas, our grief team's very busy. Christmas and the holidays always stir up a lot of memories. So we change with the seasons, really.
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, home of the AIM Clinic at 1319 East Main Street.
The sign will go up soon.
Great.
It is in the works. And our official ribbon cutting will be September 23rd, which is a Monday at 4 p.m.
We're just going to start fall right here.
We are.
Yeah,
we are.
So September 23rd, Monday afternoon, 4 p.m.
Yes.
At the AIM Clinic.
Yes.
Well, maybe the sign will be in by then.
I'm hoping.
So at that point, we're gonna show it off to the community, right?
Yeah, we're just going to do really kind of a soft ribbon cutting to give you a chance just to see what we've done. We do have a partner in there. So we do have a physician who is on the other side of our building. So we're going to have some refreshments, let everybody take a peek at what we've done, and explain to them really what the purpose of the clinic is.
Now, again, this expands your physical footprint. We've talked about the Pickering House, the Anita M. Turner Center, the office in Logan, which is now in full operation.
Absolutely.
Right? But now you're, and again, well, each one has its component of what you do. And you think about, you know, the Pickering House, you think about the Anita M. Turner Center and what it did for grief support. So now the AIM Clinic is palliative. And again, it opens up that question of, well, what is palliative care? And now we spend the next year or so explaining that. So it's kind of cool. I want to talk grief, though. I promised I would talk about this, because I saw Tracy Miller. I was flipping through my cable, because I still have the cable in my house.
The cable.
And I came across Tracy Miller. And she was talking about grief.
Uh-huh.
And so you mentioned back to school and the fact that this is her busy season. She worked in the school system before coming to Fairhope. So she understands the cycle of the school and the kids.
Yeah, she's a great asset, because she's a speech pathologist. And so at some point in her life, oh my gosh, how many years ago? Probably 10 or more.
Probably 10 or 12.
Yeah, she took the leap of faith to come to Fairhope. And so she has a great handle on how the school systems work. And I really think that's why they like having her there. She understands the importance of not pulling the kids out of a particular class, working with the teachers, communication. So she does a great job. She provides she's a great asset to this community.
Fantastic. And that is that it's one of those components that you do because it's the right thing to do. It's mm-hmm. part of the what the Fairhope service mm-hmm. is.
You know, Medicare says that we have to provide 13 months of bereavement mm-hmm. to every family member that suffered a loss. Well, what they don't tell us to do and what we've always done is we provide support to this community, mm-hmm. to the schools, free of charge. Mm-hmm. You do not have to have had a loved one on Fairhope Hospice or any hospice. It is a community need.
Is that any school within your service area?
Any school, yes.
Okay, so if there's a school administrator out there or somebody that says, are they coming to my school and they're hearing our voice, they can contact
right,
you.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, all they need to do is call 740-654-7077 and just ask for the grief department.
740-654-7077, fairhopehospice.org, and on Facebook.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
So right now, the way we're handling the AIM clinic referrals or anything that you need through the AIM clinic is just call the same number, 740-654-7077. Just say, I need some information about the clinic, and they will patch you right into the service there.
Fantastic. Yeah. And again, we kind of talked about, it's been fun to watch this process.
Oh, wow.
And so now it's open. And September 23rd, Monday afternoon at 4 p.m., we're going to celebrate with a ribbon cutting, open house. I'm assuming some refreshments of some sort.
I would imagine there will be some refreshments. You know, I'm really excited, really proud of this because, like we've talked about before, we've been taking care of palliative patients for 20 years, but mm-hmm. this is really new. This is new. You say cutting edge. Mm-hmm. Can I say cutting
yeah,
edge?
Yeah, absolutely.
But palliative clinics are hard to manage. They're hard to really figure out what that need is, mm-hmm. what's going to work best for the flow for the community. We have a great partnership we always have with Fairfield Medical Center, and so we've worked very closely with them to meet the needs of their patients in the community. Mm-hmm. So I'm really proud of this.
As you look at hospice organizations nationwide, is palliative part of every hospice's mission, or is this something kind of unique to what you do?
There are a lot of hospices that have palliative. Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of hospices that do not, because it's kind of a difficult niche. Mm-hmm. You really have to kind of see that need is, have a lot of support, partnership, mm-hmm. and you have to make a real decision that you're going to go for it, you're going to make it work, because honestly, there's not great reimbursement for that, but we know it's such a need. So as Fairhope always does, this is what the community needs, this is what the patients need, and so we're going to give it a try.
Okay. Well, it's something it's not something brand new. You've been doing this a long time.
We have. We've been doing it in the homes, in the community.
Right.
We have over 300 patients in 7 counties. So this is going to be a little different for us, bringing it into one setting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot less windshield time for our nurse practitioners, which means more patients we can serve.
Exactly. It's you know, creating that central point. Now, if you still need to go out to somebody's home, you can do that.
Right. We understand that some of those patients are definitely going to be homebound, that mm-hmm. they cannot get in. We understand that. We respect that. But really, the wave that we're heading is to have those patients come into the clinic, and we're hearing that's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Great. Before we run out of time, in the Logan office, you've been doing Friday things.
We have.
What do you got this Friday?
Anything? Mark, you know I'm going to have to check the calendar.
Well, we're out of time.
I know. There's going to be a treat, either a lemon shake-up. We did root beer floats
yeah.
last week. We've got popcorn. Stop in. We had probably 30 or 40 people there for root beer floats. So
great.
Stop on in and see us 11 to 1.
All right. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks.